There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
A health threat anywhere is a health threat everywhere. I'm Dr. Phil. A new coronavirus outbreak called COVID-19 started in China and is spreading to many countries, including the U.S. It's critical to get the facts about how to protect our friends and loved ones. While CDC is working with states and communities to stop the spread of the virus, health workers and emergency response efforts need our support. The CDC Foundation, a nonprofit organization, is focusing on immediate and critical needs that help protect our communities here at home and those around the world. We can all play a role in stopping this deadly virus. Get updates, learn how to protect your friends and family, and find out how to help. Go to cdcfoundation.org. That's cdcfoundation.org. Together, our impact is greater.
This has been a public service announcement brought to you by the CDC Foundation.
Mom, delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back!
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One USA N.A.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! This hour is brought to you by Wayback Inn.
Hub Arkish.
I like this kind of party.
The Score senior football expert.
Once you put all the evidence that we have together, that's the bottom line.
Pro Football Weekly, Shaw Media, and Westwood One.
It goes deep. Hub does too.
Analyzing the Bears and the NFL.
This was an ongoing conversation at Hallis Hall for literally a couple months.
Hub Arkish with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Top of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football. Coach Fitz and the Wildcats host Nebraska and Maryland this fall at Ryan Field. Buy tickets now at nusports.com. Hub Arkish is on Twitter at @Hub_Arkish. WSCR pre- and post-game host for the Bears. PFW, Shaw Media, you name it, he does it. He's on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. How are you, Hub?
I am good. How are you?
Good. We are hanging in there for the moment, trying to make sense of this brave new world and what it is, what it's going to be, and how long it's going to take to return to whatever form of normal it may. But we're just gonna roll with it here and do whatever we can. There is football news, however. First of all, why do you think the NFL was so stubborn about making sure that they started free agency today of all days?
Well, my understanding is that, in fact, the owners or Goodell or the NFL office wanted to delay it, was prepared to delay it, and the NFLPA, the union, refused. And the reason they refused is because their fear was, with the uncertainty, was the delay going to be 4 weeks, 8 weeks, 12 weeks? They've got guys whose lives are in the balance. I'm not choosing sides here and saying who was right and who was wrong. But I guess there was a pretty good tussle over this. And I think the NFLPA, and I'm just reading into it now, probably felt like they'd been pushed enough. There were some other things that should have happened in that new CBA that didn't. And this is where they drew the line, and they would not agree. Where there was some confusion in interpreting all this is that while they do now have a 10-year extension, it's an extension. And most of it, what's in this new deal, doesn't kick in until next year, including the player's 1 point increase in percentage of revenue. And so, you know, basically the only thing that's really changing this year is the addition of the two playoff teams. I don't think even all those practice restrictions kick in until next year, although that's something that still has to be interpreted. We've got the highlights. We need to see a full copy of the agreement to really start to get into the fine print to understand some of the specifics of it.
Sounds like everybody who's scoring this thing is basically using did the players get enough for a 17th game as the only criterion. Is that the right way to look at what is now a new 10-year maybe 11-year CBA?
Well, I think did the players get enough is certainly the issue here, Connor, and they didn't. There's no question about that. They got crushed again. But when we say in exchange for a 17th game, I don't know if any of us really understand how significant the impact on the players will be from that 17th game. It's been a negotiating point until now. You know, they've done away with so much contact in practice. And in the games themselves, you know, you run the risk of, and it's interesting because they talk about the toll it takes on their bodies, and I do understand that. But at the end of the day, prior to the concern about traumatic head injuries, nobody was talking about this. And there was no consideration of lessening contact and all these other things. So I think what it really comes down to is do you suffer more risk of permanent damage by adding one more game a week? And I I've not played at this level, obviously. I don't know what these guys feel like by week 14, week 16, week 17. But it was really more of just a negotiating point. And so I think you have to take a step back, a little bigger picture, and just say, did the players get enough, you know, to do this a year early, to give up any leverage they have for the next 10 or 11 years? And even just seeing the highlights of this thing, it's pretty easy to say, no, they did not get enough.
So former Bears safety Adrian Amos, now playing for the Packers, tweeted out when this thing got signed that we're about to see a whole lot of Kawhi Leonard action, by which I think he meant load management for players once we get to a 17-game schedule. Do you think that's something that teams will lean into, this idea that maybe some of even your star players or perhaps even a quarterback needs to take a game here or there and pull back from what will be a 17-game schedule?
I really don't. I think that players might like that idea, but you know, the operative words there are 17-game schedule.
Right.
You know, I mean, when you're playing 82 or 162 or whatever it may be, you know, maybe you can fiddle with a couple. But when you've only got 17, you know, which game are you going to risk? Which game are you going to take a chance on? Because the Chiefs come in and play the Bengals, does that mean they can just show up? One thing we know about the NFL, no, it really doesn't mean that, you know. So that might be wishful thinking on Adrian and some other players' parts, but I'd be surprised if we really see that developing.
How much does length of career or lack thereof affect the way the players can understand their role in a negotiation, their vote in the CBA, and their responsibility to others who come after them? It's one thing if you look at Hub at, you know, the United Auto Workers, where you talk about what would have been a 40-year career that's maybe now a 25 or 20-year career. Mm. This understanding of what it means for the workers when somebody's a member of a union for on average 3 or 4 years, it's got to be really tough to have the same kind of solidarity.
That's the issue, Dan. That's why the NFLPA really almost isn't even a union. If it is, it's certainly one of the weakest unions we've ever seen and probably always will be. You know, I think that leadership has done its membership a tremendous disservice. You can see things that could have been negotiated here, or at least that they could have pushed time limits and tried to get more, created some urgency. So in those areas, I'm not impressed by the leadership of this union. But I do have to say, you know, when the members can't afford to go on strike, can't afford to take time off, that's the ultimate leverage. And if you can't threaten a work stoppage, you know, what are you going to do? And the reason they can't afford it is because they don't know if their careers are 1, 2, 3, 7 years. One of the things that's very puzzling to me, because again, we haven't seen the full agreement yet, is there's been mention about players prior to 2012 needing just 3 years of vested service to get pension benefits. But it's not clear if that means you now only need 3 years to vest instead of four for everybody. If it's just a certain class, this is still stuff that we have to figure out here. But when you think about that, the focus is if you don't stay on a roster for 4 years, at least for now, until we see the new agreement, you're not going to have any benefits when you're done playing the game. And so, you know, the risk of taking time out or anything that might limit their chances to make a football team and then to make a significant contribution on the field is something they really can't afford to take, no matter what they're thinking about their futures and benefits and things like that.
Hey, Hub, this news just coming out. I don't have numbers for you quite yet, but Ian Rappaport saying the Packers have agreed to terms with free agent right tackle Ricky Wagner. That means Brian Bulaga is likely gone. He played 16 games for the first time in, I think, three seasons, but he's only played in 16 games twice in his entire career. What does that mean for Brian Bulaga? Is that anything the Bears could mess around with?
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but first of all, I think it means the Packers must be tampering. Isn't it supposed to start at noon Eastern today?
Yeah, so, but you know.
Well, I know, but I mean, that there is still a deadline and there's tampering. So we'll see. That is interesting. We knew that the Lions weren't going to re-sign Ricky Wagner because of the cap pain that he was causing them. And I've heard reports the last couple weeks that the Packers were prepared to move on from Brian Bulaga in part because how much he will cost and because of his injury history. And so there's nothing really surprising about that. I think that Brian Bulaga is a marginally better player than Ricky Wagner, or at least has been through his career. Some might disagree with me on that. So it's really kind of an even-up swap, you know, and they're going for a guy who, if they give up, you know, 1% to 5% in efficiency, they think they're going to gain 100% in availability.
Any surprises so far as franchise tags?
Not really. I think some folks thought that the Ravens were just going to let Matt Judon move on. The perception now is that they've tagged him to try and trade him, not so much to keep him. Again, that deadline is still coming, so I don't think there's any more to come in the next hour or two, or nothing earth-shaking. But nothing, you know, really that's caught anybody off guard.
And is there anywhere you expect the Bears to be proactive? I mean, do you think they're going to push a big pile of money towards anyone?
You know, Dan, the problem right now is that they don't have a big pile of money to push. And this is a conversation I think we had the last time we were on. I've been talking to David. David Haw and I have gone back and forth on this. I originally had projected that once the CBA was signed, that there'd be about a $5 to $7 million bump in the salary cap because of that 1% of revenue that they were gaining. I know Brad Bigsby had projected up to $20 million, and I don't know if he was projecting, you know, what we already knew was a $10 or $11 million increase plus the 5 or 6. But at the end of the day, there's no bump this year in the salary cap because they had already built in what they expected in increased revenue, and that 47% share doesn't kick to 48% until next year. So the Bears are now sitting around $20, $21 million before we factor in the Trevathan contract, because we haven't seen the details on that. So they can still create a little bit more space by getting something done with Allen Robinson and maybe Akeem Hicks, and I could see that happening in the next couple days, actually, between now and Wednesday. And you can, by the way, go over the cap, you know, in the next few weeks. I can't remember if it's June 1st or July 1st. There's a date down the road where your top 51 have to be under the cap. But at the end of the day, there was an extra anywhere from 6 to 12 million bump that people were predicting they're not going to get. So when you look at having to do something at quarterback, and I don't, they can't even talk about an Andy Dalton trade at this point with where they're at on the cap, forgetting the fact that I think that's a bad idea. But I think now if they're going to go after, you know, a Mariota or somebody of that ilk, or if they're going to try and trade for a Dalton or a Foles, that's their big cap move, you know, because they've got to sign a staff. You know, they may think they can draft a starting safety, and they probably can, but you can't go to camp without a veteran in case the rookie's not ready. They still need more pass rush. We still don't know if they have a starting right guard. So I don't think there's a big move out there for them right now.
Hub, there's a quirky little thing in the new CBA that I find fairly interesting. I wonder how much we know about it yet. There is a $1.5 million salary cap exemption for veterans who have been with their teams longer than 4 years. It's the mid-level exception like the NBA has, albeit not as financially impactful for teams. Would this have made a difference if it was in place for a guy like Kyle Long, or maybe even Prince Amukamara. How much do we know about when this is going to take place and what kind of players are going to be given this exemption?
Yeah, I'm glad you added the last part because that's the issue we're having. And I don't know when a actual document is going to be available. I'm guessing it's going to be at least a few weeks. But I saw that exemption, but it was really unclear as to exactly who it applied to.
Yeah.
And it had something to do, I think, with a veteran after 4 years re-signing with his own team.
Yeah, it's veterans who have been with the same team for 4 years. The only thing I know on this, or at least I know everybody else knows, is with their same team for 4 years and re-signing with that same team.
Right. So all that really means is that if you're signing a guy who's already played 4 years, he's almost certainly getting, you know, $3-5 million a year, whatever it may be. There's $1.5 million of that they cannot count against the cap or get an exemption for on just two players. And I don't know if that's two players on the roster at any time or if that's two players each year. But I do know it's kind of a... It's a little hidden gem in there that maybe can save teams a couple million, a few million each year.
Hub, you had a bit of a scoop regarding the NFL and draft plans, and it's obvious that they're... It almost makes it seem as ridiculous as we should have thought it was when they said, well, we're going to be in Vegas and the players are going to be floating over on a boat. And just, now it's like, yeah, well, we're not doing that. Couldn't they still have a conference call and disperse the talent simply and efficiently and have a draft without having the draft?
Oh, of course they could. And actually, this is where I hate Twitter because I don't do threads. I guess I should, but 280 characters wasn't enough to give you the whole story, which is the initial source. And then the folks I confirmed with it first were telling me that free agency wasn't moving. When people like Sean Payton were saying probably it would. So I kind of knew they were going to start today. And then the second part was that clearly they won't be in Vegas and that the plan, they believe, is going to be to delay until mid or late May. And then I wrote a column about it saying I don't know why. Because, A, I think that, and if you go back and study this, you'll find this to be true. The teams that draft the best do it based on their study of game tape and seeing players play football in person. There are things that you learn at the combine. The physicals are the most important part. At least they have the combine physicals out of the way. There's things you see in pro days. But if you start changing your evaluation on players based on something you see them doing in shorts, in gym shoes, as opposed to in football equipment, you usually get burned. And so the reason they want to delay it is they want to continue with pro days and have in-person visits and get them into the facility. And I think there is an advantage face-to-face to learning more about what's in a guy's head, you know, and what he's thinking. But at the end of the day, I think that it would be wise of them. They'd have the biggest audience they've ever had. You could do a TV show around it with video conferencing and, you know, still have somebody at a podium or whatever. But this is where, you know, the kind of the front office and scouting wonks who really want to, you know, uncover every rock takeover. And basically what they're saying is that we're losing a full, you know, 6 weeks prior to the draft to go out and evaluate these kids because of the travel, well, not travel bans, but because of the self-imposed bans and the social distancing. So I think they could go ahead on April 24th, but what I've got from, and I've actually added a couple, and not everybody agrees on this, but a couple really good sources, and I've added a couple more since, who believe that they will be delaying it until sometime in May.
Well, this just crossed from Tom Pelissero at NFL Network and NFL.com. He just tweeted, the NFL plans to hold and televise the draft April 23rd through the 25th as scheduled. But public draft events in Las Vegas have been canceled in consideration of the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, I read that, and based on everything we know, I would tell you, Hub, I still think you're going to be right.
Same.
I still think they're going to end up delaying it.
Absolutely.
I got it from, first of all, the league hasn't made a final decision, and that's what everybody needs to understand. So I talked to one GM and then checked with some other folks who said based on all of their conversation interaction, this is what they expect is going to happen. But at the end of the day, Tom could very well be right. I don't know if I'm right. I do know that the final decision hasn't been made other than it doesn't take a genius to figure out there isn't going to be anything in Las Vegas.
What do you think about Kirk Cousins getting the extension he got from the Minnesota Vikings? Another 2 years on that deal.
Well, I think that's more for cap purposes than anything else. I mean, they're in a situation where, you know, their window has closed even more than the Bears when you look at some of what they're doing with you. Now you got Linville Joseph and Xavier Rhodes have moved on, and those are two, you know, Pro Bowl participants on that defense, and they still feel that they can contend. But it's not like they're going to suddenly fix the quarterback position and even be as good, let alone get better this year. This is the last year of that onerous three-year deal they had. So I think that this extension is more about cap consideration than anything else. My guess would be that the roughly $34 million he was guaranteed this year, that the new guarantee probably isn't that much greater.
Hub, appreciate it as always.
Thanks,
stay safe.
You too, guys.
That is Hub Arkish joining us to talk NFL. The NFL has just put out an official statement regarding their draft plan. So this is not just mere reporting. This is directly from the NFL. We will get to that and get to some phone calls as well. As I mentioned, feel free. If it just makes you feel better, if you want to talk about something, your day. These are all your days. Now, this is the rules are changing. Things are different, and we're going to do the best we can to be here for you and be a source of connection, because I think we do that well. And it's also, here's another thing, it's okay to be scared. I can't say that enough. Sometimes guys in our demo need to hear that because they don't think it's okay. It's okay. It's okay to be scared for you. It's okay to be scared for your family. It's okay to be scared for elderly parents. This is all scary, and you don't have to deny those feelings. So I want you to know that for me. Don't feel bad or guilty or weak if you feel scared right now. It's normal and it's okay.
Our promise is to deal with it all together as best as we possibly can. Some news from the NFL on the draft. We will get you that when we come back. It's Bernstein and McKnight on the Score.
When you think Chicago sports, think Mully and Hall. Chicago's most listened to sports morning show, hands down. They cover all of Chicago's teams, from the daily wins and losses to the most historic moments in Chicago sports. Trust Mully and Hall to start your day. Mornings 5 to 9, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
You're listening to The Score through the power of Radio.com Sports.
Radio.com Sports. Stream The Score in all of your favorite sports stations. And it's so easy to download.
Keep listening for the best experts in sports. Tons of original sports content. Podcast Score and all your favorite sports stations.
Radio.com Sports. It's easy and it's free.
This is Radio.com Sports.
Lawrence Holmes here. Check out my podcast, LoHo Daily. I record every day before or after the show. And here's what it is. It's me doing stuff that I can't get to on the show. Sports stuff, geek stuff, whatever's on my mind that day. I get a long form way to do it.
And I'm glad that the Bears are out here trying to make these kickers earn their jobs.
Check out LoHo Daily. Download the latest episode now from the radio.com app or online at 670thescore.com.
Dan Bernstein here for my friends at Aloha Restoration. March is here. That means spring, and that means water issues. You know who to call. Call Aloha Restoration. Spring means rain, and it means cold. It means warm, and it means pipes are still expanding and bursting, and there's leaks and flooding. Whatever it might be, don't wait. Call Aloha. I called Aloha Restoration. There's water in my house, and they fixed me right up. They're completely transparent. They told me exactly what was going to happen, when it was going to happen, and then it was like it unhappened. No more leaks. No more worries. Don't hesitate. For leaks, flooding, and mold, call Aloha today and get your home bone dry in no time. That's Aloha Restoration, 847-865-5664, or visit AlohaRestores.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? This is Nick Costos, the host of You Better You Bet, a Radio.com sports original. Listen and watch every day as my co-host and I bring you expert sports betting advice. To watch and listen to the show, head to Radio.com/bet, download the Radio.com app and search Bet, or simply ask Alexa to play us. Hey, Alexa, play You Better You Bet. We're on live every weeknight starting at 6 p.m. Eastern and on NFL Sunday starting at 9 a.m. Eastern. You can also listen to the show on demand anytime on the Radio.com app and wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
News is constantly changing. Listen to WBBM for the latest on the presidential primaries, the coronavirus, and local efforts to stop the spread. Stay informed. Listen to 105.9 FM or search WBBM News Radio at Radio.com.
Always Aggravated, a Mike Valenti signature podcast.
And what Roberto said is the truth. It's like people get angry. Like, if you're the same person and you've gotten up 2-3 times, nah, I'm done with that. Mm-hmm. Like, if you got to allow every person to get up once. You get one shot, one time.
I'll even give you two.
Yeah, but people don't. They don't want to, excuse me.
Always Aggravated. Get it on Radio.com and Apple iTunes.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins. Afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Kyle Long.
What is the source of that disconnect between the Mitch that you guys know and the Mitch that the media and fans know?
The quarterback position has been a polarizing one in this town for a very, very long time. You have a high pick in Mitch, and he has tremendous success early and shows great promise. And then obviously we see the regression across the board from everybody involved at Halas Hall this year. One thing that I can state about Mitch is that I know he has the skills to win in the NFL. One thing I can say about Matt Nagy is I know that he has the football mind and the ability to lead men and win in this football league. Now, when those two find a way to blend their talents and their skill sets and their knowledge, it's going to be fun to watch coupled with that defense.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
We, the white delegation, are very proud to announce our pick this year, Colin Powell.
What? Colin Powell is not white. He's not even an eighth white.
We, black delegation, accept the white delegation's offer to draft Colin Powell on the condition that they also accept Condoleezza Rice is part of the deal.
We need by white people everywhere.
We accept.
You got yourself a god deal.
Black delegation request Eminem.
God minute, Ron. Now that's not part of the part.
No hustling.
All right, well, no hustling me. I'm talking to the ultimate hustler. I tell you what, to make all things fair, we keep Eminem, you get O.J. Simpson.
Incredible. A first round absolutely chock full of surprise.
One of the great comedy sketches of all time.
Yeah.
Simply, I mean, hands down. One of the great comedy sketches of all time. Inspired stuff from Dave Chappelle in the day. Here's the latest from the NFL.
What you got?
In consideration of current information related to COVID-19 and guidance from medical experts such as the CDC, and in coordination with public authorities in Nevada and the city of Las Vegas, the NFL will modify its plans for the 2020 NFL draft, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell announced today. The club's selection of players will proceed as scheduled, April 23rd through the 25th. The NFL is exploring innovative options for how the process will be conducted and will provide that information as it becomes available.
We don't know what the hell we're doing yet.
We don't know. The selection process will be televised, as will the revolution, it adds. Public.
We don't know who's, but we're televising a revolution.
Public NFL draft events in Las Vegas next month will not take place. Here's the quote. This decision reflects our foremost priority, the health and safety of all fans and citizens. While this outcome is disappointing to both the NFL and the Las Vegas community, we look forward to partnering with the Raiders, the City of Las Vegas, and the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority for a future NFL draft, as well as evaluating opportunities for other major NFL events in Las Vegas in the future, including the Super Bowl. So it doesn't say they're doing the draft in Vegas at all. It says public events
proceed as scheduled.
Okay.
So it is scheduled in Vegas. I would imagine that
you can't have a gathering of executives either.
I don't think so. Here's what's going to happen. Here's what I expect to happen.
I bet you this gets pushed back further.
I think you're going to have a press release that says, while it was the league's full intention to proceed as scheduled with the NFL draft, recent developments in light of the COVID-19 pandemic has forced the league to reschedule what is a groundbreaking opportunity for players everywhere. They're going to reschedule this thing. It's going to be different. And I think even if they, when they do reschedule it and move it to some other time and in some other place, I still don't think you're going to have players there, executives there, representatives there handing in picks. I think it's all going to be, you know, just done via Skype or something like that. You're going to have FaceTime, and that's going to be your draft. It's going to be this weird broadcast from a studio somewhere.
Literally everybody could be at home.
Yeah.
It could be under a national quarantine, theoretically.
You saw the CDC recommendations that gatherings of 50 people or more be postponed or canceled, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, this applies to a lot of different things. We saw the news from Major League Baseball that they're hoping to resume on Memorial Day. Well, the CDC recommendation to ban gatherings of 50 people or more lasts longer than Memorial Day. Rosters are 26 aside. 26 and 26 is 52.
But does it count?
Plus coaches and players and broadcast crews. Forget the fan. I mean, you're going to have games without fans if this is what you're doing.
Sure,
but I'm saying
what constitutes
still,
a gathering?
I don't know.
Is this a gathering in our dugout that is?
Even still, you get together in a dugout clubhouse before the game. You get the 26-man roster, support staff, clubbies, coaches, executives.
Right.
You got people. You got essential personnel that knock you over 50 on either side of the ballpark really quickly.
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern football. Coach Fitz and the Wildcats host Nebraska and Maryland this fall at Ryan Field. Buy tickets now at nusports.com. Chris is in Lockport. He's on the score. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right. Chris.
Hey, first off, I really appreciate you guys and what you do keeping us entertained since, you know, we're all, you know, forcibly locked in our houses, all joking aside. But, Dan, earlier you made a point about you didn't know Easy Cheese was available. I'm actually really disappointed in the On Fat podcast because Easy Cheese is extremely available. It is a staple at Aldi's, and it is probably exactly what I'm having for lunch with chili cheese dog since, you know, I'm fat. So, got to throw that out there.
Yeah, we actually got an email from somebody who said one of his favorite things in the world is the Tostitos scoop, in which he scoops out chili dip.
Perfect chip.
And then uses the Easy Cheese right before putting the entire thing in his mouth.
Next level. That's awesome. But I also wanted to point out, you know, while we're all kind of in our houses, and I've got two, you know, younger children, I just, the amount of gratitude I have towards some of these companies, and the first one that comes to mind is like Disney Plus, who's like taking movies that are, you know, like not due for release for like a couple of months and just putting them out there for people to watch.
Yep.
My kids have watched Frozen 2 for like 2 days in a row and couldn't be happier, and it's just, it is awesome.
Well, that's nice. Your phone's breaking up a little bit there, Chris. But
yeah, appreciate the phone
call,
man. And remember, when you're cursing Frozen 2 because your kids have now memorized every single word of every single song, remember that this call. Remember that days ago, on Monday, you loved the whole promise.
And did you see the development along those lines in the sports world that happened over this weekend?
You know, I
was this the Bulls documentary that got moved
the
up?
MJ one?
Well, we don't know for sure if it got moved up, but in the promos, it used to say, what was it, June 2nd or something like
yes.
that? And now it just says like something more generic, like coming soon or something along those lines.
Yeah. I'm interested for it because I think I'm going to be in it.
I'm out.
I mean, saying not as an interviewee or anything, but somewhere in the background. Because I'm there. I mean, if they show all of these press rooms and the post games and the pre-games.
Where were your seats? Like, were you behind the bucket on the floor?
Depending on where we were in the playoffs, some had auxiliary seating that was up top, but almost always courtside. But what I want to see is, like, at a shoot-around or in a pre-game or a post-game, if they have me with my microphone on the stick that I'm using to lever people around. And
Phil screaming at you?
Racing around. No, Phil only got mad at me in post games. Next question.
So in the layup lines, like when you're in the background trying to talk to somebody on background or whatever, who's the guy that's screaming at you about something you reported the day before? Like, who is the most likely on that in and around that area to have launched onto Dan Bernstein?
They didn't do that back then. They were too big. I'd get an eye roll here or there. You know, Scotty would blow me off in a post game press conference or something like that when they were mad at something. But when you were there every day, they got to, you know, you're around. It's usually you'd see me talking to one of the assistant coaches, trying to get actual information on something. Maybe Pax.
Yeah.
You'll see me like sitting at the board while Pax is drawing up plays and me just asking a ton of questions about, like, bothering him.
Is he hitting you upside the head and asking to stop?
Well, no. He would draw a play. And I say, is that the one they got consecutive buckets off last night? Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, but I think they're going to change it. Mm-hmm. They're probably going to move this screen over here. We've got probably an answer for it, or we're going to counter it.
Remember as a broadcaster how good he was?
Fantastic. But that's when you could have those conversations pregame. I really would want to see that. I would also, if you have little kids in the house, one thing, and this is as important to public service as I can tell you. Hide Candyland.
Oh, good God.
Hide Candyland.
Interminable nonsense.
The worst.
It's awful. It's absolutely awful.
It's torture.
That and Chutes and Ladders.
Chutes and Ladders is fine. Chutes and Ladders ends.
Eventually.
Chutes and Ladders ends. Candyland doesn't. Candyland is a nightmare hellscape that will drive you mad. It's like the end of an H.P. Lovecraft story where you stare into some Arctic abyss.
But from the time you've gotten to the end of that book, you're welcoming the madness.
You see the unseeable. Please. If you have young children, if you have toddlers, and they ask about Candyland, say, I don't know. It's not, I don't know what happened to it. It's not here. Or there, I think online somewhere now you can learn how to rig the deck.
Like, oh, actually, that's beautiful.
That somebody's got an algorithm where they hacked it that you can stack a deck to make sure it's like once or twice through the deck and you're done.
Yeah.
But I just hide it. You want to know what my wife and son, I think, are doing today? Because we have different rules in the house because we've had different levels of potential exposure.
Right. Where are you relegated to?
I'm in the basement.
Guest bathroom?
Yeah. Yes, guest bedroom, guest bathroom.
But not locked in there. You've been let out?
Locked in. I'm free. I'm not under any rules, but because my wife and my son were at a bar mitzvah, where somebody was where they were, and the doctor said, well, they got to stay in, and so we have like 6 feet rule within the house even. Yeah. The two of them have been binge watching The Office, and you know what today is? Reservoir Dogs Day.
Oh, man, that's an education.
He's never seen it.
That's not just a movie, that's an education.
He's seen Pulp Fiction. He's seen the Kill Bill movies. So, he has never seen Reservoir
Dogs. Okay, so he's exposed to the universe, but even still, you're going to hear a noise at some point. Are they watching it once you get home?
I think they don't care where I am.
I'm just wondering if you're going to be home while they're watching, because you're going to hear a noise from upstairs once they get to that scene.
Yep.
You know, stuck in the middle with you, and he's going to make some sort of otherworldly noise, and you're going to know that they're at that point in the movie. That's kind of exciting.
I thought it was going to be the reveal.
Well, there's that too.
Of who's working for whom.
Of course, and, you know,
spoiler alert. I don't want to give that away, but
if you haven't seen Reservoir Dogs yet, I think saw Parasite.
You did?
Yes.
You buried the lead.
Yes, I finally watched Parasite.
Okay.
I forgot to tell you, I watched Parasite.
How could you forget to tell me that?
Well, because I had to watch it in six or seven parts. The girlfriend was not really interested in the movie. Not that she wasn't, it gets so weird. Like, the movie gets so weird.
It starts off, and you're like, oh, okay, this is interesting. And they're like, whoa.
And at different points, she's getting up to go get a drink or a soda or something like that. And I keep pausing it because I don't want her to miss an Oscar winner. She looks crazy at me at one point and goes, you do not have to keep pausing this. I'm like, well, why? I thought we were watching this together. She's like, no, I can't take it. It's getting too weird. I got to back out. I thought it was great.
She bailed.
No, she stayed through the whole thing. She got back there. I kept pausing it, forced it. But still, it's such a weird, strange film. I don't know what I saw.
Yeah, you do.
I don't really understand why that was there, why we did that on film.
Watch it again.
But having seen it all.
Watch it again.
I find myself going through, you know, the reel in my head.
The second time for me, when now you know that this was this the whole time, and this was this the whole time.
Yeah.
And this person was here the whole time.
Right.
And it informs the motivations.
So here's the other part.
And you go, oh.
Here's what you were right about.
Everything means something.
Here's what you were right about the entire time. When she comes up the stairs, which is all I have to say, mm-hmm. when she comes up this, oh my God, is that good?
Yep.
Like, it's just so good. It's so good. You're just, your jaw hits the floor and you're watching going, oh, okay. That's when it shifts from crazy film that's going to wander all over the place to the shift that makes it an Oscar-worthy film. It's that moment. It's that moment right there.
It's that, and it's the final scenes in the final act.
But you don't get there without that.
Correct, but when it comes back around and you think, oh, this is the temporal sense of everything.
Oh, that's great. It was weird. I don't know what I saw, but I really enjoyed it. We're going to do some weird stuff all week long, really, as long as we're doing things this way. We have offered you an opportunity, the Bernstein and McKnight listener. The DMs are open, right? Just go slide in. Bernstein_MCK. Jay Zawoski's at home, but still EPing the show. And what we're saying is you get to suggest a topic at some point, every show over the next, I don't know, whatever long. The kick is, Dan and I aren't going to know what it is until right before we go to break in the segment leading up to whatever it is you want us to talk about. And you could suggest anything, anything that doesn't get Rick Camp in trouble for FCC violation. So they're going to make a selection there. And it's going to be a completely random selection. You guys get to program the show for a segment for a little while. Dan and I will do whatever. And of course, if you're listening and you find out that your suggestion wins, call in. Be a part of the conversation.
I love it when a text can have a double meaning. And the 815 texter says, Candyland is not nearly as bad as life. And it's a capital L, but I get you, my brother.
Oh, we're leading a capital L life right now. That's what this is. This is a capital L life.
We're all in this together, and we're here for you. We're going to do the midday midway, and I've got a follow-up on one of the wildest stories we've ever done about an area crazy person. I also have, do you remember the story we did a long time ago when somebody found one of Vince Lombardi's old sweaters at a thrift shop?
Yes.
Long time ago, but we have another incredible thrift shop find.
Midday midways on the way. Bernstein and McKnight on the score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on the score.
This will be the year, 2020 in sports, where we look back on it and we're like, man, we changed a lot of things. Like, we saw that it was possible to play a 100-game baseball season. And we just learn about our new normal and our ability to be flexible in the time of crisis.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com. Sports Station.
I never. Connor McKnight here, and Sharp Vision Modern LASIK is offering all laser LASIK starting at just $495 per eye. The team and the facilities at Sharp Vision Modern LASIK are the best in Chicago. It's part of why I chose them. The other part is the free, no obligation consultation. They understand at Sharp Vision Modern LASIK that you are going to have questions about LASIK. So they've built a comprehensive consultation to make sure that you're getting the answers you need when you're thinking about the LASIK procedure. All you have to do is go online or call to schedule yours. It's the first step in a life-changing experience. I had my procedure a couple of months ago. I'm seeing 2015. I no longer have to worry about glasses or contacts or backup contacts or solution or losing all of those things and not knowing where I put any of those things because I'm me. Instead, I just wake up in the morning and I can see. We are coming up, I hope, fingers crossed, still, once the weather warms up and we can all go outside and hang out with each other. We're coming up to softball season, and this will be my very first without glasses or contacts. And while I don't expect to play much better, I'll be able to see everything better, and that's going to be enough of a change for me. And with Sharp Vision's price match guarantee for you, you'll understand why the team at Sharp Vision is overqualified and not overpriced. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. Believing is seeing.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Truck drivers, what's next? Fear or satisfaction? For most drivers, that's a troubling question. With shutdowns, inconsistent paychecks, and dead-end jobs. For Schneider drivers, that's an exciting question. With stable jobs and endless opportunities, including new dedicated accounts starting every month. The most important question, what's next for you? Be confident with a stable job and endless opportunity at Schneider. Find your next job with an easy zip code search at schneiderjobs.com. That's schneiderjobs.com.
I had no tangible evidence that my dad killed anyone.
What April Bellaccio did have was a feeling.
Let me ask you, how many people do you know that have been murdered?
None.
Well, everywhere I went. People that we knew or associated with were being murdered, and my dad talked about it or got involved in it.
We try to make sense of April's past. The Clearing, from Pineapple Street Media, in association with Gimlet.
Listen to The Clearing now, for free, on the Radio.com app.
You're listening to The Score through the power of Radio.com Sports.
Radio.com Sports. Stream The Score in all of your favorite sports stations. And it's so easy to download.
Keep listening for the best experts in sports. Tons of original sports content. Podcast Score and all your favorite sports stations.
Radio.com Sports. It's easy and it's free.
This is Radio.com Sports. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The first half or the second half, you know, it's they're two equal times.
Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
One, two.
Midway, the most important of the year.
Three, four.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
Five, six, seven, eight.
Our objective is Midway.
9, 10.
You guys gotta meet me halfway out there.
So real, you can almost feel it.
The Midday Midway with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
It is time for the Midday Midway. What we talked about to start the show, well, everything. You know, get used to this and settle in. All I can tell you is, as best we can, as this goes on, as the sports ice age continues,
yeah,
we're going to be here. I don't know if we're going to be here, but we're working on technology for once we all are housebound of being able to connect. We're going to make sure that to the best of our abilities, we're going to continue to be here and be here for you and be a part of your routine, your new routine, be a part of your new normal and be a part of your day. When there are sports, we'll talk sports. There's been all sorts of NFL headlines today.
Yeah, 15 minutes, we're going to give even more.
Yeah, there's been a bunch of signings. There have been some franchise taggings. There have been some new contracts established. And we talked to Hub Arkush about all of that and just a little bit of everything else. So We're figuring this out as we go, and we're going to be here and do the best we can.
So this is cool. I'm hoping to find as many of these stories as I can for the Midday Midway here in the next couple of weeks. This is from Portland, Oregon. A Portland distillery is now making hand sanitizer and giving it out to customers. Shine Distillery and Grill, which I don't know, but apparently has a pretty good reputation around the area, already had the equipment and the alcohol for it. They say it just makes sense now for them to keep people healthy as best they can. Basically, when they distill the alcohol, the first part that comes out isn't meant to drink, so they make a cleaner out of it. I had a lady sitting at the bar the other night, and she asked if she could have some. I wasn't sure, so over the weekend we did our research, checked with the controlling authorities, and come to find as long as we're not making a medical claim or selling it, we're allowed to give it away, said the owner, John Poteet. So, with 80% alcohol above the CDC recommendation for at least 60%, and some xanthan gum to thicken the mix, which is okay. Also in some of your ice creams, by the way.
It's in a lot of stuff.
It's a lot of stuff. Yeah,
a very common thickener.
It's a thickener, right? Yeah. They're making hand sanitizer for customers. So good on you. Well done. Top notch. Shine Distillery in Portland, Oregon.
Do you remember the guy in Iowa who asked that he have the opportunity to engage in a sword fight with his ex-wife and her attorney?
Yes, he wanted trial by combat,
correct,
right?
Correct. That's very good. That is exactly the phrase that was used. That he felt that he wanted to... he said, we should resolve our disputes on the field of battle legally. It's David Ostrom. He said, trial by combat, this is in his official filing, trial by combat has never been explicitly banned or restricted as a right in the United States.
said, I think I've met Mr. Hudson's absurdity with my own absurdity.
Right.
He said his former wife could choose her attorney to act as her champion.
That's right.
So Bridget Ostrom subsequently asked the judge to suspend David Ostrom's visitation rights and to order him to undergo an evaluation.
Which, let's be honest, fair.
Judge Craig Dreismeyer granted both of her requests.
Yeah.
Now, the judge has ordered the psychological evaluation. That is now official.
Ooh.
The psych evaluation has been ordered. But so this is moving forward. This is out of Harlan, Iowa, that the psych evaluation is on for the man who wants to engage in a sword fight. So, in his words, so he can rend their souls from their bodies.
What?
Well?
What?
Yep.
No. What?
Yes.
Wait, so how did that psych evaluation come back then?
It hasn't yet.
Okay, well, I got questions now.
Is that a specific swordsman skill? Is that like preparing blowfish for sushi?
I am not aware.
You have to be at a certain...
No.
Does soul rending, is that a merit badge? I mean, is it an unlocked achievement? Is that something you get where you rise to the level of being, well, this guy's pretty good with that blade. He's a soul renderer.
Two or three years, he can get to soul rendering. Right now, just a butcher. Soon, soul renderer. So another thing going around that I think is a pretty decent idea, and I know you and I talked about some of this in the pre-show meeting as well, and if you've heard more of these ideas, let me know. Text them in, shoot it to the DMs or whatever, because we're all about helping people that are affected by this essentially social distancing as harder than others. The idea is kicking around, you know, because we can't go to restaurants and dine at the places we wanted to dine at, that what you ought to do, especially for the locally owned places, if you can, buy a gift card. I know that sounds, you know, really simple and like, well, yeah, that makes sense. But I was, you know, scrolling around on Twitter last night thinking, okay, and then it came across the line. I'm thinking, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Buy a gift card to the place that you go to usually, so that they've got a little bit of income coming in while they can't generate the stuff they would usually normally. You've got a dinner that you're going to have anyway. Like, I know I'm going down the street to the spot for some ramen at some point. I'm going to Wasabi. I live right next to it. Why wouldn't I go there? I go there always. Buy the gift card. That way I've got myself set up. I've got the meal locked in and ready to go. And they've got, you know, people who rely on public gathering to go eat food, which you can't do now. Have a couple of bucks.
I have an idea.
What do you got?
Why not make that next level and do it like a bond? Where if you buy a $50 gift card now,
yeah,
and you give the business that kind of liquidity, pick a maturity amount that in 6 months or in 5 months, depending on when you use it,
yeah,
it's worth more than the face value you paid for it.
So then I would go...
You make a bond out of it. So
I'd get the benefit of like the extra $8.
You would get the benefit of having spent $50 to help contribute to keeping the business afloat right now.
Which I'm happy to do.
They get the short-term cash. But when you come in there...
I get an appetizer?
You get more than... Whatever that extra, whatever that is, you get a little more than $50 worth, which isn't going to be worth as much because it's money at a later date. But you could really incentivize that for restaurants by creating... Why doesn't the Restaurant Association do this? Nationally or locally, and we heard the guy talk when he was standing there with Pritzker and Lightfoot yesterday. Everybody was driving back from voting. Mm-hmm. Toya? Ray Toya, I want to think his name.
Yeah, I can't recall.
Why couldn't you create some kind of simple restaurant association bond that says they get the cash, and when all is said and done, when the time comes, you get a little something extra for having spent the money.
You get the pot stickers.
You get
the pot stickers into Sapporo kind of thing.
Or an order of cheese fries.
That'd be great.
Whatever it might be, it's and I'm not saying it's an active investment that you're trying to game it to make money on
but to
incentivize people to do it.
I mean, I'm fine with that. I'm also happy to just give them $50 that I'm going
give
them anyway, you know, and go in for a meal at a later date. I just thought it was a good idea. Passed my timeline. Thought I'd pass it along.
Okay.
I have some breaking news here.
Yahoo's
reporting that the NBA and their Players Association have agreed to eliminate drug testing during the coronavirus hiatus, so...
Smoke weed every day!
Yes!
Yes.
Let's go!
Yes!
That's a good job.
This is from mentalfloss.com. Every so often, shoppers or employees of thrift stores will find a hidden gem among the piles of used clothing and vintage furniture. And by the way, Speaking of which, I don't know if I mentioned this. You know, when you have a teenage kid, it's you don't realize he needs something until they go, this doesn't fit. My dress shoes don't fit. My sport coat doesn't fit.
And they don't realize it until 20 minutes before they're supposed to wear the damn thing.
Exactly. So you're screwed. And a while ago, my kid did that with like, oh, I need a sport coat. And I had like,
right. So he's got to wear swimming fins to the wedding that's all you have for shoes that fit him.
You're still growing. I went to the Brown Elephant on Lincoln.
I know the spot.
The thrift store, the Howard Brown.
I know the spot.
I always donated there. I always give it huge bags of clothes at tax time, right?
Yeah.
So I figured, you know what? I'm going to go find something. And I went in for $15. I found it was like a Joseph A. Bank black sport coat. Fantastic condition.
Yeah.
Fit him absolutely perfectly. And really? I was looking around there. And I'm like, I think I should get stuff there because there's so much good stuff there. Honestly, it's upstairs.
That's an endorsement. When you're getting Dan Bernstein to almost buy
clothing.
Buy clothes?
Yes.
That's about as good as it gets.
I almost bought clothing. So at this thrift store, it wasn't the sweater worn by Vince Lombardi. But
it's a sweater.
It's a sweater. In Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, there was a pile of art. And there's a 9.75-inch by 6.75-inch woodcut print that was discovered. It depicts a woman dressed in blue and a man in red, and a store volunteer came across it sorting through artwork that needed to be priced. And she got the feeling the artwork is a little more polished than the others in the assortment, so she went to the Seaside Art Gallery for an expert's opinion. And the owner of the Seaside Art Gallery looked at the signature on it. There's a signature in the woodcut print. And in pencil, it is a watercolor print by Salvador Dali.
Oh, God.
It is entitled Purgatory Canto 32, part of Dali's series on Dante's Divine Comedy. It was done beginning in 1957. There were 100 watercolors that made up the tribute to Dante, a project commissioned by the National Library of Italy, but revoked. Just been revoked when critics questioned the appropriateness of Dali, who is Spanish, being assigned to honor the Italian Dante. Artist spent 5 years carving wood blocks used to make the prints from his watercolors. Now, this is where things get a little weird. With assistance from the Seaside Art Gallery, the thrift store has sold the piece for blank. The proceeds will go to victims of domestic violence and human trafficking. Put a number on it.
It was like 9 by 6,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's an art appraiser.
Small.
Yeah, 9.75 by 6.75. An original signed Salvador Dali.
You know, I'm terrible. Like 60 grand? I'm just, does size affect it all that much? I really don't know.
Okay.
I'm going to go with 60 grand.
Anybody noted art appraiser Rick Camp?
75 grand.
75 grand. Jordan Malley.
Ooh, I think I'm going to go 80.
We're all perilous a little, aren't we?
$1,200.
That's it?
Do you think that maybe left some money on the table?
$1,200?
$1,200?
Wow. And it's signed?
Yeah.
American dollars?
Nine by six. I mean, that's pretty
small.
It says
$1,200.
Kick some scratch in for that.
Right? Is that can't be right.
No.
Is that where the first offer from somebody? I mean, I...
Sold! Wait, that's not how this works. There were more people here.
100. Well, maybe it's social distancing during the auction. I don't know how that works. That sounds a little low.
So last one here, and it's quick. I have a link. I will retweet it, at C1 McKnight. MLB.com is doing something cool, and they're allowing you to watch baseball. They have one classic game from each and every team, and the link attached to the game. It's super easy, and if you didn't buy the DVDs or you don't have the DVR where the White Sox won the World Series, you go do it. You can. For the Cubs and for the White Sox, it's pretty simple. The game that's linked is the Game 7 for the World Series and Game 4 for the White Sox, the 1-0 clincher there. I'll retweet it if you don't find it already. You just click a link, and you can watch your squad win a title this afternoon if you want. It's a public service to everybody.
Meanwhile, people on Twitter loving my idea of the restaurant bond.
Yeah, I mean, the gift card is making its way around Twitter and stuff. Yeah, free app if you do it now kind of makes sense.
It's getting pretty good traction. Maybe that's something. Maybe one of my stupid-ass ideas might actually just end up working. And who's going to join us next?
Who?
Craig Calcaterra.
Awesome.
Of NBC Sports, their lead baseball writer. We can talk to him about baseball and else. He wrote a wonderful piece about what this reset, what this sports ice age may do for our relationship to sports and what comes back and how it comes back and what we learn about what we need and or not need. He's a really, really smart guy, and I look forward to talking with him.
Craig Calcaterra next. Bernstein and McKnight on the Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Truck drivers, what's next? Fear or satisfaction? For most drivers, that's a troubling question. With shutdowns, inconsistent paychecks, and dead-end jobs. For Schneider drivers, that's an exciting question. With stable jobs and endless opportunities, including new dedicated accounts starting every month. The most important question, what's next for you? Be confident with a stable job and endless opportunity at Schneider. Find your next job with an easy zip code search at schneiderjobs.com. That's schneiderjobs.com.
This week at Macy's, it feels like spring with big savings on new styles to wear all season long. Plus, use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 20% off already great deals, like 25 to 40% off the newest trends with bold neutrals and